Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the women earn 5 stars, all the men are top rated, and all the children help with shipping. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. It's not too late to call us at 888-RADIO-30 again. That's 888-723-4630.
I think that eBay Always Open is just, it's a wonderful thing for eBay to
do. I do too.
And it's simple. You know, it's collateral. You know, that means stickers and all kinds of stuff. I think it's wonderful. Who else do we know that has an eBay store? Has a brick and mortar rather. Hubcap Joe.
Yes.
Yeah. Hubcap Joe would be a good one for this as well. So on the chat board, let me go on the chat board here.
Would you? Could
yes,
you?
I will. Okay. The book kiosk says, I can't wait to visit Lynn's store on one of our trips to Southern California. Reminds me I need to plan a trip to go see Mickey and Minnie.
She's Who are Mickey and Minnie?
Mickey and Minnie?
Are they dealers down there? eBay sellers? Did anyone ever tell them the coincidence?
That was Debbie, of course. Here's Hubcap Joe. I have just applied to be enrolled in eBay Always Open. Pick me, pick me. Happy face. Aw.
Pick me.
Yeah, Joe, that would be a good one for it also. Joe, are you kidding? He's ready.
Okay.
He's ready and so is Lynn. Incredible. Okay, now 1,425 have sold. They're going fast. That's almost halfway sold. I'm sure they were talking about the comic book.
Oh, yeah, the comic book. Well, I confess I bought one, so.
Oh, you did buy one?
Yeah, I'm going to give it away.
How are you going to do that? To somebody who...
You say, here, would you like a comic?
To somebody who you know likes comics.
How do you give it away?
Somebody that we... No, I meant over the air.
Oh, no, not over the air.
Oh, God forbid you should give something to give away over the air.
Why? I give enough. I give my time.
You give yourself.
I give everything.
I guess.
You know what's going to be the story of my life?
What is that?
Because I'm a giver, right? I don't take much.
Right.
I give, give, give. I just have this nightmare that I'll be lying at the bottom of my grave looking up, and a bunch of people are going to all say, man, he never gave enough. Kick some dirt in the grave and walk away.
No.
But I gave everything.
That is not what we're going to say.
All right. Don't tell me what you're going to say.
Okay.
I want it to be a surprise.
That is not what we're going to say.
Okay. So I was driving.
I act like I'm going to be there when you're not.
I was driving with Howie in our new van today. You know, we have a mobility van.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on a busy highway where there was stop and go traffic. And the guy in the next lane, Howie said, you're not going to believe this. Look over. There's a guy in a Audi sports car and he's not texting on just one phone. He's texting on two phones.
And you know what? He took a picture of it, and I saw the picture.
While he was driving, he was texting on two phones.
Griff,
I was
Howie
in awe.
Got a perfect picture. It showed the guy
I know.
With a phone in his right hand, and he had a phone in his left hand as he on the steering wheel.
So you know what I told Howie? I said, he's an eBay seller. He's just trying to catch up with all his correspondence.
Whoa.
He'll kill us.
Can you
but,
imagine?
You know.
We've already got people killing us with one phone, but for somebody to have two while they're driving?
So that led to a conversation in his post. There's an app that somebody in Sacramento created where you can get paid for reporting people. So you use the app to take a picture of the person texting on their phone. And I guess you have to take like a picture of their license plate. I don't know. Some identifying information. And the app anonymously reports it to the police, and you get, I think it's like $10 for every report.
You're kidding. This
I'm
is
gonna,
good.
I'm going to make a killing. Are you kidding?
You better find out where that is.
I already downloaded the app. I went to the...
app called? We're going to save lives with this app.
It's called Text a Ticket.
Text a Ticket.
No, Text to Ticket.
Text to Ticket. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. In the meantime, back to eBay.
You can shame your fellow man into, make a lively business out of it.
So many accidents are happening because of that.
Well, you know, I don't know about where you live. And I mean, not just Lee, but our listener. Wherever you are. I can tell you that in the Bay Area, you think we'd know better. We are constantly shocked at the amount of distracted driving going on.
Oh, here too. It's terrible.
Now, I've noticed eBay sellers are never distracted.
Oh.
They're focused on the road.
But let me tell you one thing they may not be focused on.
What?
eBay sellers. And I'm not going to say who this is. I found a listing and I'm looking at it right now.
Oh dear.
And I'm not going to give you, because it wouldn't be fair.
It wouldn't
all right.
be.
I'm looking at their feedback, okay, because they have terrific, they're a terrific eBay seller.
Oh good, good.
All right.
Good. Yeah.
They do have in the past 12 months two negatives. No big deal.
No big deal.
You know, two negatives.
Yeah. It happens.
But it's the way this person answered.
Oh no, no, no. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay.
Tell me. Tell me.
All right. The first one, the buyer said, this is all the buyer said.
Yes.
Very poor quality.
For the item probably, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the seller wrote back, unfair, colon. Guaranteed offered. Never notified us or gave chance to fix problem. Griff, how could he or she have said that rather than say unfair, colon, guarantee offered, never notified us?
Well, that's the thing that you say. You go into your shower and bathroom and you shut the door and you scream it. And then you yes. come out and you sit down and you write a response that says, I'm so, I'm very concerned that you, didn't like the item. Please send it back for a full refund.
Period.
That's all I would have said.
Exactly.
Unfair.
Okay. Here's another
Since
one.
Since when is this a matter of fairness?
Okay.
It's a matter of commerce.
Remember I told you there were two negatives?
Oh no, not another one.
The other one says, the item broke within a month, 3 exclamation points.
Well, there may be something here. Your customers are trying to tell you something.
And then?
He wrote, he, she, or whoever wrote.
Unfair, colon.
Again with the unfair.
Yeah. Guarantee offered. Never notified us or gave chance to fix problem. Again, what would you have said there, Greg?
What I said before. I'm so sorry this didn't work out. We are always happy to offer a full refund to our loyal customers.
Please contact me immediately for your refund.
Right.
Or something like that. Absolutely.
Yes.
Instead of, because right away, when you lead with unfair, right away you're going to get them PO'd.
Well, and here's the thing. If you're trying to promote your business, we know that buyers do check feedback a lot. But what they're looking for is they're not just looking for the negatives. They expect to see maybe a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
When they go to look at the negatives, what they're looking for is your response. And if the seller response is professional and contrite, what happens in a case like this is, buyers can think, well, you know, things can go wrong, but this seller seems to be the kind of seller that if something goes wrong, they're gonna make it right. That's what it's showing. As opposed to, wait a minute, it looks like this buyer had an issue and now the seller's like screaming about it. Why is the seller screaming about it? I don't think I want to take a chance with this screaming seller.
Exactly.
So if I don't like the item.
Trust is gone.
If I buy this item and I don't like it, he wants my silence. Otherwise, my statement is unfair. I don't think I want to shop with that seller. And we know this to be true. There is nothing that will depress your sales faster than unprofessional comments left in response to negative feedback from buyers. There's nothing that will off-put buyers more.
Griff, we have a contact us email from Tim in Harrisburg, North Carolina.
Yes.
He's known on eBay as Carolina Video Works. Is there a way for the seller to cancel a return request after a buyer decides to keep an item? I sell electronics and have had multiple buyers decide to keep an item after helping them figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
I've asked buyers to cancel the request, but rarely get a response. I've called customer service and they always open a case against the buyer to cancel the request.
No, no, no. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to a buyer? So the buyer's decided to keep it. Your best response is do nothing. Remember, you're not obliged to do anything in a return request until tracking shows that you've received the item back. If the buyer has decided to keep the item, the return request will close on its own. Now, you could ask the buyer, can you go in and close the request? Because they can do that too. I've decided to keep the item. But why even do that? What's the big deal? No one's going to see this return request. It's on your, it'll be on your metrics, but it doesn't impact anything about your seller performance. And, oh, and I think it's, is it 60 days? I think after 60 days, it goes away. Even, you're not obliged to do anything. So I would not, why, don't waste time calling customer support for something that is completely useless. You don't need to close the request. In a return situation through the eBay return process, if the buyer hasn't shipped the item back, everything is in limbo and it will close out on its own after I believe it's 60 days. So don't waste your time with this. Why would you waste your time calling customer support and then, you know, filing a case against the buyer? You should be, you want to be glad that they kept the item. Don't stir the pot. They're keeping the item. Say thank you and go on to the next sale and stop worrying about stuff that isn't going to impact your anything.
I like that. That isn't going to impact your anything.
Your anything.
Your
whatever.
Anything. Nothing.
Yeah. Your whatever. Your whatever. Your what? Your...
Listen, during our next segment, we always do the events that are happening all over the country, but I also have one last question that came in.
Yeah, let's
do the question.
I think
it's going to be a quickie. Okay. They want to know, why doesn't the open eBay thing violate the selling outside eBay policy? We'll talk
this
about
segment was brought
back.
To you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Coming up next, this week's closing segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's that time of year when we celebrate love. St. Valentine's Day. Listing all your heart-shaped and lovey-dovey inventory is a no-brainer. But think outside the chocolate box. For example, the man in someone's life might appreciate an auto part or tool as much as aftershave or a tie. Offer both expedited and overnight shipping for last-minute shoppers and a boost in search. A markdown or other promotion might boost sales as well. Romance your storefront with some hearts and flowers and consider a category for Valentine's Day gifts. Then show your customers some love with a V-Day newsletter. You'll love the results.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 437.
The time you spend on social media should not be wasted. Kathy Terrell is known on eBay as top-rated seller NYC Fitness Family Finds. Here's her suggestion if you only have 10 minutes to spend on social media.
What you really want to laser focus on is, where are your shoppers? You may enjoy social media A, but your shoppers are on social media B. You need to think about who shops with you. And if you're a variety seller, think about your main category and the main people that are shopping with you. What characteristics do they have?
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where returns are happily accepted. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. So, read the question again.
Okay, the question is, why does this always open not violate the selling outside eBay policy?
Because it doesn't. Because the sellers that are in the program are promoting their eBay business at their physical location. They're not promoting their physical location inside their eBay listings.
Got it.
So there's no violation here. Exactly. They're still held to the same rules everyone else is. So they can't put a phone number in their description.
You ready to read the upcoming events?
I think so. Let me see if I'm there.
Okay. First one's too long. Something went wrong with it.
Yeah, so let's just do the first part of it.
Okay. So the Greater New York City Area eBay E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 5 to 6:30 p.m. tonight, February 8th, at the New York Public Library, Columbus Branch Basement Community Room in New York, New York. And the topic is your business on eBay. They're going to talk about sole proprietorship, S corporation, or LLCs. Which one should you choose?
Structuring your business.
The speaker is Albert Lockwood, CPA.
There you go. On February 9th at 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., the Steel City eBay e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh. The topic is just an eBay Q&A, but, you know, it's always so much more than that because you've got, you know, eBay sellers like kanoshing and kibitzing and carrying on. So it'll be fun.
And having fun.
Having fun.
February 10th, Ohio Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Tiki Underground in Hudson, Ohio. Topics, buying and selling ball caps and trucker hats for fun and profit. The presenter, Downtown Julie Brown.
Can someone confirm if that's really her?
Because you shouldn't call yourself something that a famous person was called.
Yeah, it's like saying, and the presenter tonight will be Frank Sinatra.
Exactly. I don't know who Julie Brown is, but we will find out.
I've got you under my skin, baby. Mm-hmm. Did you do that?
I did the Ohio one. Yeah, it's your turn.
The Chicago area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will meet on Tuesday, February 13th at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Cha House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Great steaks at Jimmy's Cha House, by the way. The topic will be postal rate increases, what to buy, what not to buy for resale. And the presenter will be Eric Nash, our dear friend from Stamps.com, and Lynn Hudziak and Laura Bauer Wojowoda.
Very good. February 14th, Valentine's Day. Did you buy Howie's gift yet?
Yeah, it's a white van.
Calgary,
it's in the parking lot.
The Calgary eBay Seller Group Meetup. You're sounding like a real husband. 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Alastair Ross Technology Center. Calgary Innovates in Calgary AB.
I give him the gift of my love every day. What more do you want?
I got to get gift this.
I'm giving. When is it my turn?
And what's happening on February 15th?
Well, besides me losing my mind, eBay sellers and resellers of Nashville, Tennessee meetup will happen. Again, that's Thursday. It's February 15th at 6:30 to 9 o'clock in the Music City Sheraton in the Veranda Lounge. In Nashville, Tennessee. What a city. I love Nashville. Mm-hmm. Please join us for a casual meet and greet. We want to hear your thoughts about the future of this group. And by the way, if you've never been to Nashville, just go. Just go to Nashville. You'll enjoy it.
Every kind of music imaginable nowadays. Oh. Used to be just country. Now it's everything you'd want to find.
If you're into music in the music industry, you'll lose your mind. You'll go crazy within a day. It's just the most exciting place in the world.
February 18th, Colorado Springs eBay Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 2 to 4 p.m. at Herb's Crafts Gifts in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Topic, using eBay tools to gain better exposure for your listings, and this group meets the third Sunday of every month.
And then the SoCal, Southern California e-commerce sellers group will meet on Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Glory Days Restaurant in Seal Beach, California. The topic will be finding and flipping tiki and other quality thrift items. The presenter is Jason T. Smith. Jason will be bringing items from six different categories and asking group members to tell him which is the winner and which one is the loser. The meetup is free, but please plan to support Glory Days Restaurant by buying food and beverage.
Seal Beach, California. Then February 27th, the Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup. That's yours, Griff. From 7 to 9 p.m., eBay Headquarters, Pioneer Square Building, 5 First Floor, San Jose, California. The topic will be best practices for your growth in 2018, a continuing series.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of, on that topic. Do we have time for these?
We sure do.
The Greater New York City Area eBay E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup will happen on Thursday, March 8th from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the New York Public Library, Columbus Branch, Basement Community Room, New York, New York. It's a dungeon. Bring all of your dungeon wear. Speaker will be Brian Burke. He's the guy over there in the leather. eBay's Director of Community Development and Seller Evangelicism.
And one last one, eBay Sellers in the Denver Metro Area Meetup on Thursday, March 8th, 6 to 8 p.m., Perkins Restaurant and Bakery in Denver. Topic, how to research items using your smartphone. Speaker, Dana Crawford, CEO,
Yay!
Power Selling Mom, Inc. Bring your smartphone or tablet to learn the best research strategies. No charge for the meetup, but please buy something from the menu in exchange for us using the room.
Yeah, don't be such a cheapskate. Buy something from the menu.
Really?
Even if it's a glass of water.
Really?
Well, anyway.
So
Thursday goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
Snap.
It's gone. I know. We'll see you on Tuesday, though.
You will.
Uh-huh.
Barring any unforeseen.
And are you going to be,
of
course, you guys are in your new equipped van. You'll probably be out running around. Are you going to do anything in your garage this weekend?
Yeah, I'm working at home all weekend. We're not traveling much this week.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. We'll be live again on Tuesday, February 13th with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Guess what that is? It's global food for thought.
Any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's T-A-M-E-Bay.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.